listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon. Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
Welcome to Full Power Living on October 23rd. We have featured Dr. Amelia Kemp, who has written a book called From Psychotherapy to Sacrotherapy, which is a very interesting topic in the sense of talking about whether when we have mental health issues or problems with our emotions, is there really something wrong with us, or are we having a reaction to something that can be straightened out, especially utilizing spiritual principles. Unfortunately, we seem to have had a miscommunication, for those of you who are into it. Mercury is in retrograde today, and Dr. Kemp is not to be found this morning. So I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host, and I decided that I'd like to share with you some of the projects that I'm working with at this point, because I'd love to invite you to be involved in some of them. So the first thing that we featured on the show, in fact, last week we had Jonathan Lambert on the show as an Accessing Universal Intelligence mentor, and we talked a lot about working with your own all-knowing self. And Accessing Universal Intelligence is a group with which I became involved about a year and a half ago. They started out in Australia, and they have an approach for helping people to connect with their own higher self, to get answers for their own higher self. And the part of it that has intrigued me is, because I'm interested in parenting and in nurturing the souls of children, you can use Accessing Universal Intelligence to access the higher self of children. In other words, if I have a child or a teenager and that child or teenager is having an issue or a struggle or a health issue, anything like that, I can tune in through my higher self to their higher self and find out what's going on, what they need, and talk to that higher self to get the exact correct action to take in order to help that child. And that is really, really important, especially with the intuitive special kids, the indigo kids, the children of the blue ray that we have been presenting to you on this show. So if you'd like to find out more about Accessing Universal Intelligence, I want to invite you to go onto the website, or you can reach it at discoverui.com. And it's a new website, so there are a number of specials. And if you decide, like for example, the first module where you can learn to tune in to your higher self is only $25 at this point. And that's because it's on special. It would normally be $299, but they're offering it for $25 so you can get a taste. So if you go on to the site and you want to investigate anything, you can obtain this discount by using my name, Ilene, as the person who sent you. So check it out. Consider checking it out. Now, you know, we're in a time where a lot of are now focusing on our spiritual development. Amelia Kemp, today's guest, for example, is saying, look, we've got psychotherapy, but But psychotherapy doesn't take into account the spiritual person. So we need to do that. And I, for the last 30 years, have worked as what I call a transpersonal therapist. And the way I've envisioned my job as a psychotherapist is to help people bring themselves into alignment with spiritual principle. And once you're in alignment with spiritual principle, or in alignment with how things actually work, then your life becomes much easier, makes a lot more sense. It's easier to work things out when you run into snags and so forth. So it's something that we're all moving toward right now. I know that you're aware that there are a lot of people who are not moving in this direction, but they're given the email and contacts that I've been having in the last 2 or 3 years regarding this program, I will tell you there is an increasing number of people heading for the spiritual route or bringing the spiritual into the everyday. And I myself am quite excited about this because I have been for the last 30, 35 years bringing that to my own clients, and I see how fast and how effectively they grow and how permanently they change for the better. And I've also put it into my parenting work in the course that I teach called Parenting Consciously or Conscious Parenting, whichever appeals. So I want to encourage you to check out Accessing Universal Intelligence, which is at DiscoverUI for Universal Intelligence, discoverui.com, and feel free to use my first name, ILENE, discounts. And there are a number of free articles, and there's Daniel Rechnitzer's book. We also featured Daniel Rechnitzer about 2 years ago now on Full Power Living. I'm telling you, it's been 2 or 3 years that I've been getting people saying, I'd like to be on your show, and here's what I talk about. And Daniel Rechnitzer is one of those people who's certainly bringing spirit to the world, to our everyday life. Now, speaking of everyday life, the other thing I want to talk with you about is another project in which I'm involved. Accessing Universal Intelligence, I've become a founding member in the U.S., so I'm a founder of the U.S., meaning I'm among the first people who's taken the training and begun to do the work here. By the way, we also have a free 15-minute demonstration that I will do for you, a mentoring demonstration to help you remove a blockage in your life. Just go to emotionalpro.com and click on mentoring at the top of the page, and you'll find a form where you can sign up. The other project that I'm very excited about is something called CCFL Academy. CCFL stands for Creating Champions for Life, and has been originated by a couple living in Seattle, Bonnie and Tom Liotta. And I first became Tom on LinkedIn's parenting group, Parenting 2.0. And we have exchanged emails and so forth. And eventually, I received an invitation from them to join up with their efforts at CCFL. Now, their idea is that they would like to help our world change in a very positive way. And the mission for the Academy is to be a worldwide humanitarian organization working to heal, unite, and empower families and communities by equipping them with the necessary tools to strengthen individual standards, ethics, and values while together raising the next generation. So, it has to do with parenting, but in recognition of the fact that parents often need help, support, love, and work themselves, Bonnie and Tom have collected a group of 31 experts from around the globe. And the experts work with diet and nutrition. We have an expert on domestic violence and abuse. We have an expert on nurturing relationships. We have an expert on play. We have Professor Gregory Hammond, who is an expert in working with teenagers through music. He forms groups and teaches young people to play the guitar and raise their vibration and raise their feelings of their self-esteem at the same time. We have a juvenile court judge, Judge Frank, and we have me. I am an expert on emotions and on ending codependency. So there are 31 of us, and we are working together to offer you a membership site that is only $29.95 a month, just $29.95, and you can gain access to all 31 experts. So you can have parenting courses, you can get answers to your questions, we have hangouts, we have discussions, we have sessions that you can come to and ask your questions, just a whole lot of things going on here. So to find CCFL Academy, go to creatingchampionsforlife.com, creatingchampionsforlife.com, and then at the top, click CCFL Global Academy. Now, if you'd like to become a member, I'm going to ask you to go to CCFLGlobalAcademy.com, and then after that, add a question mark, the little letters REF, non-capitals, R-E, R as in Rebecca, E as in effort, F as in Frank, equal 40. And that will let people at CCFL Global Academy know that you have come through me. So it will be CCFLGlobalAcademy.com, question mark, REF equals 40. And I'll put that on the chat so that you can see it. So we've had some interesting hangouts that you can see already, and these are at no cost to you. For example, we did a hangout on suicide and talked about Robin Williams' recent suicide. 8 or 10 of us talked about that. We also had a hangout about spanking and whether there is any rationale for spanking, what kinds of problems spanking creates, and also if you do happen to spank or hit your child, which a lot of people do, I think 40% of parents do, then we also give you some suggestions for how to stop. Now, I grew up in an abusive family where there was plenty of hitting and spanking and slapping and so forth coming from parent to child. Of course, it was many years ago, and that was more acceptable in families at that time. But one of the things that I talk about on the hangout that you'll hear about is the role switch reaction, which is a behavior pattern that all of us parents involve ourselves with that allows us to repeat the patterns of our own parents. Usually this is done without conscious awareness. And so, of course, you've been slapped or spanked and you grow up and you hate the spanking and the slapping, but what do you do when you have children of your own? You start doing it yourself, because it's what you know to do, because you're in role switch reaction. And that's what I did when I had children, and it did not appeal to me at all. And so I learned how to end that behavior, and I talk about it on the hangout at CCFLGlobalAcademy.com. So we're just getting started up, and one of the things that you can do, but you'll have to write me a personal email, is I'm inviting 4 or 5 people, and I've invited 1 so far. I'm inviting 4 or 5 people to have a free month of membership on the site in exchange for you giving us your feedback on how the site works for you, how the offerings are for you, what else you might like, what doesn't work, what does work for you. So if you're interested in being one of our beta testers, please write me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at emotionalpro.com. And in your subject line, just put beta tester. And I'll get back to you with all the details on how you can do that. So you get a free $29.95 membership for 1 month by doing that. And we are looking for beta testers and would love to have you do it. Or if you know somebody that could benefit, because you'll be able to get, I'm doing my first 1 hour session on Friday. And my session is on an easier way to raise your emotional quotient. That's the title. An easier way to raise your EQ. And we'll be talking about what emotional literacy, what emotional quotient is all about, and what you can do in order to become more emotionally literate, to raise your EQ. And that's an hour that I'll be doing on Friday. And every one of these experts. Now, what Bonnie and Tom did is they went around, they spent hundreds and hundreds of hours on the internet, participating in groups, reading people's posts and blogs and all kinds of things. And they sifted out the 31 experts that they felt would be the best for the purpose of this effort to offer a global academy. And I happened to be one of the people they picked, which I really found wonderful. And one of the things that will be happening that really appeals to me is at first, each of us experts will be sharing with you our expertise, but we're already in the process of joining together to offer you joint workshops. For example, Sue Rumack on helping to nourish parents. She and I are planning to do a workshop in which she's talking about nourishing parents, and I'm talking about how the very parenting process itself through conscious parenting can be nourishing to parents, and teaching some specific things to do so that children become more self-sufficient and immune to peer pressure, which is also nourishing to parents. So that's one of the things that we're working on to bring you increased value. So the longer you're a member, the more value you're going to be getting, which I think is really great. I'm really excited about that. So I want to really encourage you to consider giving ccflglobalacademy.com. Check us out. See what's coming up. If you know any families where the people are having difficulties, you know, we're in such a time of change right now that having support that you can get for just $30 a month, you can get access to 31 experts for $30 a month, which is less than a dollar an expert. And some of us charge as much as $300 an hour. This is such a bargain, it's just hard to believe. So I'm very excited about what we can offer you, about having you or the people who really need this kind of help, who need this kind of support, coming in and participating with us. Those are two of the projects that I've been involved in recently. And I want to let you know there's so much going on. And this is what I have been involved in and what I'm excited about. And I'd love to have you join me in either of these two projects. And I want to encourage you to listen to our program from last week where I interviewed Jonathan Lambert. Now, Jonathan is my son, my 37-year-old son. He's the father of two children, and he also has trained as an Accessing Universal Intelligence mentor. And the reason he did was that he saw so much change in me once I learned to do this mentoring. And that was an interesting and wonderful thing to share with him, and he's utilizing it in raising his own children. So there's lots of wonderful things going on. I'm very excited about them and very delighted that I'm in a position where I can now share with the world with systems in place for support, like with CCFL or Accessing Universal Intelligence. I can share the incredible amounts of information and wisdom that I've been able to collect to myself over the last 71 years. In next month, it'll be 72 years. And I'm very excited about that. I've been wanting to share it. And at CCFL, they are calling me the Academy Elder. Just as in Native American cultures, there are village elders, there are tribe elders, I am the Academy Elder at CCFL, and I'm enjoying that position. All right, so we have our producer, Paul Johnston, has continued to attempt to reach Dr. Kemp, and we've been unable to do so for today, so we'll have to reschedule her. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening and invite you to participate in any of the projects that I'm involved in. I would love to have this crossover and share these new experiences with you. So write me, Eileen@emotionalpro.com. Eileen@emotionalpro.com. If you need or want more information, sign up for a free 15-minute mentoring demonstration with me. Check out CCFLGlobalAcademy.com. And also, if you decide to sign up for either one of those, use my name, Eileen, Eileen, at Universal Intelligence, or the URL that I have now posted on EmotionalPro.com's radio show page chat. Thank you so much. I keep thinking I want to tell you some kind of a story, but I'm not coming up with one right now. Well, I will tell you something very exciting is happening. We have a daughter, Robin Fink, who has been working with a nonprofit organization for the past 5 years called Pachamama. If you don't know Pachamama, please check them out. P-A-C-H-A-M-A-M-A. It's a word that means Mother Earth. And Pachamama was started over 20 years ago by a small group of people who traveled to Ecuador and met with some of the elders of the indigenous groups there, the Shuar and Achuar, among them. And they were invited to work with those indigenous groups. And the indigenous groups there have a great deal of dignity and pride, and they were very careful to say, we don't want you to come here and be the great white giver, much as we did here in America with our Native American groups. We want you to partner with us. They use a lot of dream work, and so they said, what occurs in our dream will affect your dream. And what was happening at that time is petroleum companies were coming into the jungle regions in which these groups lived and attempting to dig the place up in order to get petroleum out of the ground. And I don't know if you know, but there's a certain area in Ecuador that is one of the most biodiverse areas in the world, and that's exactly where they were planning to dig. And so Lynn and Bill Twist and their partners of Pachamama got together, and they brought lawyers to Ecuador and taught the indigenous people to do legal work. And in a few months back, the indigenous groups actually won their lawsuit against Chevron Texaco. And so they did an excellent job. Well, in the meantime, it became apparent that they were having a very high rate of infant mortality among these groups. The tradition was that a mother would go off into the jungle and give birth on her own. And they eventually became really aware, maybe they were aware all along, I don't know, but they became aware that this was not as good a situation as they could have. So they asked Pachamama to bring somebody to help them learn how to give birth safely. Hence, the Jungle Mama program was birthed. And what they do with Jungle Mama is they bring physician's assistants and nurse midwives into Ecuador, and they have offered workshops to indigenous villages about safe birthing, teaching them everything they need to know about birthing. And those villages that were first have now been going into other villages in Ecuador and teaching those villages how to do safe birth. So they're bringing the rate of infant and mother mortality down. They've also been working with installing composting toilets so that the environment is safe. And they've also been working on solar projects. And they have been working to make sure they have clean and safe water. So this is all part of the Jungle Mama program. Yeah, just check out Pachamama, PachaMama.com, and click on Jungle Mama when you get there, and you'll see wonderful videos of our lovely daughter, Robin. Robin is my step/adopted daughter. She's the youngest child of my husband. Sadly for her, her mother died when she was 12, so I adopted her at the age of 13. She has been an amazing human being since I first met her when she was 8 and continues to be. So here's one of the exciting things that's happening in Robin's life. She has a friend at Harvard University who's working on her master's degree, I believe, who got hold of some funding, and she is currently with her team in Ecuador creating a documentary on the Jungle Mama work. And that documentary will be debuting in December in New York City, which I will let you know about. Sign up at emotionalpro.com to be on my mailing list, and you'll find out when that will be. And so she's having the wonderful, exciting time of having a film crew travel with her through the jungle. And to add to the sweetness, one of Robin's older sisters, Becca Fink, left on Tuesday to go to Ecuador and is in the jungle with her. And Robin also has a couple of high school friends who are there for 3 months. Robin also is a wonderful musician and is a member of a band in which she plays the saxophone and has been on Ecuador National Television as a result of playing in the band. So her friends, Chris and Sarah, also play music, and they're down joining in, sitting in on some of these musical events. So it's a very exciting time. Robin is 27 years old, and she's just been following her heart. And on this program, we've been talking about allowing yourself to follow your heart. And when Robin came home with her bachelor's degree, she said, "I found the job I want to do. I want to go into the jungle and work." And she called it a job, but they were paying her an absolute pittance. I told her she had to call it a volunteer position. They do pay her more now, and it is less expensive to live in Ecuador. But what she did was follow her heart, and the results have been amazing. She has developed this work. She's made contact with people from all over the world. She's been invited to Columbia University, for example, to participate in a course on women's empowerment along with the indigenous leader of Jungle Mama, Narcisa. She's given talks at her own alma mater, Reed College in Portland, Oregon, because Robbins, unlike a lot of young people, has actually been making use of her degree in anthropology, the one that she earned at Reed. And so they brought a number of their students back and said, "Tell us what it's like to be using what you learned here at Reed in your work, and tell us what you're doing." She's also had articles put in some international magazines. So what a demonstration of what happens when you follow your heart. Well, I've been talking and talking and talking here, excited about all the things that I'm doing. Next week, we have Karen Storstein, who is a metaphysician. She's a medium and a therapist. And we're going to talk about being psychic, whether being psychic is real or not. And you are invited to call in on our toll-free number next week, because Karen is available to do some mini readings on the air. So if you have questions about being psychic or you have questions about your life and you want to see how the psychic is demonstrated, that's something you can do next week when we have Karen Storstein talking about psychic development. And I did have a reading, a personal reading. Karen was kind enough to offer one to me, and I will tell you, she's very good, and you will benefit from having her offer you her insights and awareness. So I'm sorry that we miscommunicated with Dr. Kemp. I'm sure we'll put her on at another time. She's written an amazing book inspired by Louise Hay to rewrite our diagnostic and statistical manual to talk about what the spiritual problem is with every single malady that has been listed in what is ostensibly the Bible for us therapists, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM. It now is DSM-5. And she's rewritten it to every single diagnosis, whether you have bedwetting problems or a major depression or relationship issues or whatever. She's rewritten it to include the spiritual issue that goes on that needs to be addressed. She was herself diagnosed with major depression and went the traditional route of psychotherapy and medication and found it lacking. It didn't help her in all the places that she needed to be helped. So she's taken a huge amount of training, including becoming a therapist herself, which she's been for the last 18 years. And during that time, she's written the new Bible, if you will, the new therapy Bible, that includes these spiritual definitions and indicates what needs to be done spiritually with each issue that we have in our lives. So look forward to our announcement of the rescheduling of Dr. Amelia Kemp, and have a wonderful, happy Halloween. I will talk with you before Halloween, but I know you're probably getting your costume ready or your children's costume ready, so I hope you're enjoying every moment of being alive on this planet at this amazing time. Our producer is Paul Johnston. Thank you very much, Paul, for your help today, and you're listening to Full Power Living, and I want to remind you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.